welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2016, and with me today, Kelly Goumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing great. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm doing equally well. Good morning.
That's awesome. And I'm glad both of you are here because, you know, it's Wednesday and it's always great to be able to just kind of kick back and have a great time with you guys. It's always loads of fun.
It's the John and Kelly show.
Occasionally featuring Jeff.
Occasionally featuring Jeff. And that's okay because it's good. I've already got my bowl of popcorn sitting right here ready to go. And and I'm kicked back in the recliner and I am ready for the show.
Nice.
You know, because I assume that, that you two will entertain me.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Anyhow.
Of course.
Hey, so I love when the listeners to the show write in and share their opinions and their insight, because I always get some really great things. And that just happened yesterday. So so Dr. Tim, first, thank you for writing in. And I loved your email because it was really insightful. So that was great. And we're going to talk about that some. But I have to give some context for Dr. Tim's comments. And this goes back to yesterday's episode where I had Brian Chaffin and Dave Hamilton on. And we talked about how Apple has very serious plans to be big in the healthcare and fitness market. And Tim Cook, Apple CEO, said that Apple's been following the threads, so to speak, from simple monitoring to the point where they are now, where they're working on things that he's not ready to talk about yet that relate to our health and fitness. And he's very excited about that because Apple has the luxury of not needing to cater to the market that the insurance industry has created, where everything that you're really doing in the marketplace is geared around what is the payout that you're going to get from an insurance company. Apple doesn't need to worry about that. They can just do their thing. And so that's kind of where we are now. And and then we have Dr. Tim, who has some thoughts about what Apple could do to improve health monitoring. And keep in mind, we don't know how Apple's planning on doing whatever it is that they're going to do, whether this means additions to the Apple Watch, if this is other sensors that we are using that feed to Apple Watch or iPhone, or if we're talking about other devices entirely that we haven't even seen yet. So it's a really open thing right now, which I think is kind of exciting because we don't know what's coming, but we know that Apple is really serious about this. So
yeah.
It's interesting to see Apple's natural evolution towards trust and privacy open up doors instead of closed doors. You know, years ago, Brian Chaffin and I think were talking about Apple's focus on security and privacy and how this was going to be a good thing for them because customer trust is very important these days. And I think this is kind of one of the natural outcomes about that thinking ahead and planning for the future and opening doors. I like it.
I like it too. All right, so I'm going to read a little bit from Dr. Tim's email, and I hope it's okay that I'm calling you Dr. Tim. It just didn't seem right to say Tim because you are, after all, a doctor, and that takes a lot of work to get there. So, Dr. Tim,
and thank you, Dr. Tim, for being a listener and for paying attention to us as we sit here and discuss every day. It's winning for everyone because I'm really excited that someone enjoys it. And if you enjoy listening to it, and this goes for everyone, not just Dr. Tim, but if you enjoy listening to this half as much as we enjoy recording it, then like everybody is so much happier. So thank you.
Sure. Yes. And actually along those lines, and I know I just keep stalling getting to what Dr. Tim said, if you are enjoying the show, head over to the iTunes store and review the show, because those reviews help the show rise higher in Apple's rankings, well, in the iTunes Store rankings, and I think some robot just snuck into John's office and made off with him. That was weird.
That's Ooh. One of the interns cleaning up.
Oh, I thought we had them under control. Anyhow,
I work pretty hard.
So head over to the iTunes Store and give the show a review, because those reviews help us and they help other people find the show, and it's just a nice thing to do. But anyhow, Dr. Tim's comments. He said, what could Apple do to improve health monitoring? Right now, patients can monitor their blood sugars by finger stick or with devices that monitor sugars continuously, but which still require a needle. Blood pressure monitoring requires a cuff. Oxygen monitoring requires a special device to measure oxygen saturation, and a scale can measure weight, which can help in monitoring patients with heart failure, and there are various devices to monitor a patient's EKG. All these measurements can help care for people with diabetes, hypertension, lung diseases, and heart rhythm problems. It has been shown that daily monitoring someone's weight and adjusting treatment can help keep people with heart failure out of the hospital, but it requires either a nurse or contact the patient daily or the connection of a scale to the internet, and then they have to have a connection to the physician, which is not easily accomplished. Excuse me. With other monitoring, it often takes days or weeks for the data collection to get to the doctor, as the patient has to fax or bring in a flow sheet with their data. People being people, they forget or don't bother to do it. And these are the places that Apple can make a big difference. What do you guys think?
There's going to be some revolutionary changes here, especially with regard to the items he talked about of continuous monitoring, especially blood sugar. You know, the food supply in this country is under control of people who are trying to push products that, you know, are salty and taste good. And high fructose corn syrup is cheaper than sugar, and so that's, you know, used in a lot of products. And so I think once people start getting control of their body chemistry and start being aware of their blood sugars and what foods are doing to them, I think there's going to be major changes in the food industry. We're already seeing it in some circles where people are very educated about, you know, sugar content and what it does to human beings. But I've always had this fantasy that there would be an implant in our bloodstream somewhere in an artery that would electronically measure blood sugar levels and transmit that to, you know, maybe a sensor or a small widget in our brain, so that we could say, well, you know, I'm thinking about eating this donut, and the device goes, based on your blood sugar, we don't think you should do that. And, you know, on your imprinted on your optic nerve in your visual field is a number, you know, that shows your blood sugar is 110, you know, and it says, if you eat this, you're going to die or get sick. And I think that's going to be the future going forward. It's going to be a major change in people's health and in the way they eat. I'm really looking forward to
things like that,
among other things.
I totally agree with you that particularly like blood sugar monitoring is a thing that should happen. But there are a lot of people who are well within a range or don't know about, you know, what their blood sugar level is. And so for those folks, I feel like this is going to be, I'm going to go so far as to say that this is going to be basically the iPod for health. It's going to break that market wide open, democratizing all that information.
Exactly.
So I know, like, when I go, this is a thing that I was doing. So, you know, you guys know last summer I blew out my knee and I ended up not having to have surgery, but I ended up having to go to a truckload of physical therapy. And so one of the things I had to do was keep track every day. I had to like write down. I mean, of course, I started on a piece of paper and that lasted for like a day. And then it was, I would put it in my phone because I would remember to take my phone with me, because I have my phone with me everywhere. So every day when I was doing whatever exercises I was doing, I would make sure to take note. I did 10 of these and 5 of these, and, you know, I did 3 of these, and then it hurt my knee so bad I couldn't do it anymore and I had to ice or whatever. And for a lot of people, being able to track that information, like, is not a thing, you know, until Fitbit started doing stuff like that, and we got some of the other devices that you can wear on your arm or you drop in your pocket, you know, where a digital pedometer became something far more common. And I feel like Apple is headed that direction. Because remember, like, as of today, Apple has been in the air quote fitness market for 10 years because the Nike Plus came out in 2006. The little mm-hmm. thing that you clip to your shoe so that your iPod could tell how far you ran or whatever.
Yeah, I had one of those embedded in my shoes.
Yeah, it came out in 2006. So Apple's been at this for a while. And, you know, it was really nice for me because I had a recent enough phone last summer. It was nice for me to be able to open up health and show my physical therapist, this is how much walking I'm doing every day. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And then be able to have him help me adjust. Like, you need to have, you know, you should have a goal of more steps each day, or like, yeah, this day that like spikes really, really high, that's probably not good for you. Like, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, Oktoberfest is only once a year. I kind of had to walk around. So, you know, things like that, like, make a difference. And giving people access to their heart rate whenever they need it, or their heart rhythm, even whenever they need it. Like the stuff with CareKit that we saw this year, that we saw announced, is unbelievably exciting to me, because I was going through physical therapy and all I wanted in life was CareKit, because then my physical therapist office could have been like, yeah, you know what, you totally rocked on these exercises and we need to up the resistance on the band, or we need to have you do more of them a day. And then when I would open up my phone app, it would just say, hey, you need to do 10 more of these from now on. All right. And it would have been amazing to have that capability. And so for people who are doing everyday stuff, like some people, you know, Jeff, I know you're pretty active and mm-hmm. and you are very conscious of like the stuff you're eating. You want to make sure you've got a healthy lifestyle, you're active enough. So for somebody like you who is healthy and wants to maintain that, you've got that going for you already. I think this would help a lot of people with awareness. You know, that's one of the huge things that we talk about with security all the time, is just awareness. Do people even know that this is what's happening? And things like blood sugar, you know, I know people, there are people in my family who are diabetic for whom something like this would be really great, you know, and even just being able to have an app on their phone where they record blood sugar so that when they do go to the doctor, they have sort of that trending information, is really super helpful. And Apple has already shown that they're really good at this by, adding to the health app, like instead of steps, we saw where they've not only added like wheelchair swings or whatever you call mm-hmm. it, but then also the shapes of how people operate their wheelchairs. And so those people are also able to track their fitness in some way. Like, maybe I need to be more active, or maybe I need to be less active. It's thoughtful. And that's one of the things that has always drawn me to Apple and impressed me with a lot of Apple stuff, is the thoughtfulness that goes into that sort of thing. And so I'm really excited to see where this goes, just given what we have and the sort of boring everydayness of that information. You know Kelly, like for my mom to be able to see the difference between like before she fell off her bike and broke her hip and after she fell off her bike and broke her hip, and being able to see how her activity level dropped off and being able to sort of build up to where, you know, maybe she doesn't want to bike anymore, but maybe she just wants to walk around the neighborhood or something, and being able to achieve that and see this is where I was before and now I'm there again, is a really gratifying thing. That's one of the things that I really liked about it, was, you know, being able to get up to where I was before.
Kelly, you know, this doesn't extend to just blood chemistry. This can extend to things like muscle tone mm-hmm. and vision and other physiological factors. I can foresee a day when you would have a bar chart, a fluctuating bar chart on your phone, or as I said before, you know, even imposed on your visual field, that shows mm-hmm. those areas that need attention and where exercise or certain nutrition could, you know, raise that bar chart from negative to positive.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we've seen Apple be, you know, Apple's been at this for a long time. Like I said, Nike Plus came out in 2006. There's the M5 chip in the 5S mm-hmm. that automatically tracks your steps for you. So it basically turned your phone into your pedometer. So if you were a person who had a hard time putting your Fitbit on every day, this fixed that, as long as you just drop your phone in your pocket. And you know, and then the watch made it even easier. Like, if you are a person who doesn't carry your phone in your pocket, well, your watch will track your steps for you, no problem. So I feel like this is a thing that is, I feel like it's come a good distance in the 10 years that Apple's been at it. And I feel like we're at a point now in the world where Apple could just blow it wide open if they really got it right. And like, John, like, you're talking about stuff that to me sounds, I guess you would call it near science fiction or near science fact. Like, I can see that happening from where I am, and like, I'm not tall. But but I don't see it happening, like, I don't see it, like, in the next year or two. So I'm just talking about data that people can take to their doctor today. Sure, like, sure. Here's my heart rate, you know, all the time. And, like, I've noticed that it goes a lot higher than my husband's does when we go on a brisk walk together. Mine is a lot higher. Is there something, you know, is that indicative of something?
Yeah, or, it's indicative of you being in love with him.
That is so sweet.
Oh, or, you know, how many steps you're taking. Like, you can get out your phone and be like, I need to be healthier than I am. Here's like the sitch now. And then have your doctor help you figure out how to, you know, up those kinds of things. And I feel like Apple has made it easy enough and unobtrusive enough that, it's only going to get bigger from here. And I'm really excited that it's Apple that's doing it, because Apple, which is, I know, John, a topic near and dear to your heart, is pretty invested in keeping that data secure.
Oh, yes. Well, I have a thought.
Okay.
What happens when this attention to your physiological state interferes with your work in the workplace? Sometimes there are managers who go, you know, for long meetings. I remember when I was at Lockheed Martin, there was this one manager who loved these 90 to 120 minute meetings. And we were all, you know, very annoyed with these long meetings that he would call. And he'd love to sit there and talk for 2 hours. And if your physiological monitor says, I need to get up and I need to go exercise, you know, or different situations in the workplace where you're decisively engaged in something and your health management system contradicts the needs of the job at some point. I can see that happening.
Well, let's talk about our workplace and how Dave Hamilton has mentioned to us that during Apple events, everybody's watch starts lighting up and tells them to stand.
Yes. I think that we have a new socially acceptable way of dealing with time for meetings, with health and fitness, because we have these devices that are saying, hey, this is what you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, we are going to change our standard routines and activities because we're more aware. And I think that's going to extend to the workplace. And those managers that want to do 120 minute meetings, well, you can't get rid of all of those. And yes, there will be some managers that no matter what you do, they will be like that. But I think that will be there will be far fewer meetings that happen like that over time, because people are going to be more conscious.
Have a break. They'll just have a break, or everybody will just sort of decide, like, can we just stand up and make a lap around the table and sit back down again? Awesome. Okay.
Right. Yes. And okay, so we are almost out of time. So I'm going to wrap up this with another quote from Dr. Tim's email. And what he said was that the problems that need to be solved are to make data collection easy for the patient and make getting the data to a nurse or physician who can adjust treatment speedy. If Apple can solve these problems, then it could significantly improve medical care for people with many chronic medical problems. And I think that totally nails it right there. And I think that's part of Apple's master plan. Mm-hmm. And with that, we are out of time. However, I have another follow-up to yesterday. We spent a bit of time just trying to find a way to reasonably make this articulated vehicle joint patent that Apple has work for the company, and really, I think the best explanation we came up with at the time was that Apple may have just come up with this idea while they're working on other things for their car and then patented it just because. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the reason we had such a hard time figuring out how this would fit with Apple is because it doesn't. There was a typographical error that happened with the law firm that represents Apple for patent filings, and they represent a lot of companies for patent filings. They put the wrong company name on the filing. And so it wasn't until the patent was published and the media went crazy thinking, hey, Apple is going to start making military vehicles. No, that they filed to have the name corrected so that the patent was assigned to the correct company, which is BEA Systems, and it totally makes sense because they actually make military vehicles. So that's why it didn't fit. It wasn't
Sounds
Apple's
legit.
Patent.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, with that, we really are totally out of time. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to join you, as always.
And John, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And Dr. Tim, thank you for your email. It was great because you encapsulated what other people were saying, but you did it in such a great and eloquent way. So thank you so much, everyone, for your feedback. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.